Okay, let's review Brachos Daf Tezvav. The Gemara starts out in Tezvav Amaralf at the top, describing what it is to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema. What the process is, that first involves going to the bathroom, then washing one's hands, then putting on tefillin, then saying Shema, then davening. That's Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema. Also, if one does all of those things, it's like building a Mizbeach and bringing a Korban on the Mizbeach. The Gemara goes on to tell us that if one needs to wash their hands before tefillah, before Kriya Shema, you could use any sort of cleaning agent. It doesn't have to dafka be water for Kriya Shema, but for tefillah, you have to even look for water. Even though Rav Chista light, Amanda Mahadar Amaya, Bidon Slusa, Rav Chista didn't strongly criticize those who would look for water when it was time to daven. That really meant when it was time for Kriya Shema, but when it's time for daven, it is appropriate to go out of your way to look for water. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that the drasha from the word Shema is that this is right after the Mishnah. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah whether a person who says Shema and is not Mashmiel Ozno doesn't say it audibly to the point that he can hear it, whether he's Yotze or not, and Rabbi Yossi holds he's not Yotze. Rabbi Yossi learns this from the Drasha. Shema teaches that Yashmeel Oznocha Masha Atamotzi Mipicha, that you have to hear that which you say. There's a machlokas and that's subject to the machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Shema definitely does teach that it could be said b'kol lashon shata shomea, that it could be said in any possible language. So again, in any possible language, that everyone agrees to. The word Shema definitely teaches it could be said in any language. There is machlokas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, whether it also teaches that Hashmei la oznecha mashata motzi mipicha. The Gemara then, toward the bottom of Tezvav Amnalv, going over Tezvav Ambeis, outlines three shitos in Tanaim about being Mashmiel La'azno. Rabbi Yossi's shita is that it's Ma'akiv even b'di'evet, that if one is not Mashmiel La'azno, he has not been Yotzi the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yehuda's shita, L'maskarnas HaGemara, is that it's a din l'chadchila that one should be Mashmiel La'azno, but it's not Ma'akiv b'di'evet if one is not Mashmiel La'azno. And Rabbi Meir's shita is that even l'chadchila, it's totally unnecessary for one to be Mashmiel La'azno. The Gemara is somewhat repetitive between the bottom of the Yudalarim of Tezvav Amaral and Tezvav Beis, and after that sugya is over, in the middle of Tezvav Beis, the Gemara finally paskins a halacha that you only need to be Mashmiel Ozno lichad chila, but b'di'evit one is yotze without being Mashmiel Ozno. When it comes to other mitzvahs, the Gemara says all agree that you don't need Mashmiel Ozno b'di'evit, that at least b'di'evit it would be okay if you're not Mashmiel Ozno. Even Rabbi Yossi, who says that by Kriya Shema you're not yotze if you're not Mashmiel Ozno, by other mitzvahs involving dibur, at least he would say you're yotze. He may still say that it's required, but at least he would say you're yotze if you're not Mashmiel Ozno. The Gemara gives a psak that even though we had a machlokas in the Mishnah about karav lo diktek bos yosef, a person reads Shema and isn't precise in the pronunciations, whether he's yotze or not, the Gemara's psak is that you're yotze even if you are not medaktek bos yosef. Then the Gemara has another short piece where it tries to understand why the pasuk compares sha'ol to rechem. Why is it that a grave is compared to a womb? So the Gemara says that just like a grave, just like a womb, it's machnes and motzi, something goes in and something comes out. We believe in tchias hamesim, just like something comes in the grave, so too something comes out of the grave. But it's not just that. If by the womb, where that which goes in is done in private and in secrecy, and that which comes out is bekole kolos, when a baby is born, everyone celebrates, so then certainly a grave, where even that which goes in is done with much fanfare, with an entire levaya, so certainly when it comes out, it's going to be with even greater fanfare, and that is mikan l'tchias hameisim min haTorah, or rather mikan tshuva la'omrim ein tchias hameisim min haTorah. That is our response to those who want to say that there's no expression of tchias hameisim in the Torah. The Gemara goes on to say that unlike by a sota, we write even the tzavaos in tefillin and mezuzos, even the mitzvos and the commands in the parsha, we write in the tefillin and mezuzos, like ukshartem, uchsavtem. You have to write in the actual tefillin and the actual mezuzah. And then the Gemara warns us about spacing the letters between two words that have similar letters to each other, meaning if one word ends with the same letter that the next word begins, that it's important to space those letters and to be medaktik in pronouncing it properly, like al levavecha. It shouldn't be read straight as al levavecha. Etc. If one is very careful about this, about being medaktik, then the bracha that they get is that Gehenim will be mitzanin lo Gehenim. Gehenim will be cooled down for them. That is brachos daf tes vav. Mir tzashav, we'll pick up tomorrow daf tes zayin.